Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, justice, wellness, freedom, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm thrilled and honored that we are joined by Serena Farb in Kansas. And Serena is the co-founder and producer of Thrive Alive Vegan Fest, a five-day vegan festival happening in Kansas, September 18th to the 22nd, 2025. Serena was also born vegan, and she also has a website, bornvegan.org. Let's hear a little bit more of We Are One by Mike Love. And Serena will be joining us for an interview. The website of Thrive Alive Vegan Fest is thrivealivefest.com. Welcome, Serena. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you so much for having me, Marlene.
And thank you for organizing and founding this great festival coming up, Thrive Alive Vegan Fest in Kansas. Let's hear all about it.
Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be, it's something I've been working on for almost a year now, and I'm very excited to be bringing this vision to life. And it's going to be a five-day vegan retreat slash campout slash wellness festival. So many things all in one, but it'll be 5 days of vegan speakers, workshops, fitness classes, fun and games, like summer camp style games, and live music from vegan musicians. And then, of course, all you can eat whole foods, plant-based vegan buffet meals each day.
That's wonderful. I'm also very excited to see that you have so many accommodation varieties. Let's hear those details.
Yeah, so the venue that this will be taking place at is actually like a summer camp venue. So we have tent camping options, and then we have cabins. You can get your own private cabin or a bed in a shared cabin if you want the cheap option and to make some new friends and have community that way. And then the venue also has like a little hotel lodge on site. So we have a very limited number of private hotel style rooms that actually have housekeeping and linens provided and private bathrooms in them as well. So something for everybody, whether you want to just fly in from out of town and have everything ready for you, or you want to bring all your own stuff and, you know, tent camp or rent a rustic cabin.
And I even heard about the hammock camping.
Yes, yes, you can hammock camp. I have personally done that. It sometimes is easier, less equipment to bring.
Wow. And also RV hookups.
Yep. RV hookups, also van camp. Yeah. Van or car camping. If that's something people like, we've got spots for that. Or yeah, bring your whole own RV.
Great. So this is from Thursday evening to Monday morning.
Yes, that is correct. 5 days and 4 nights.
Wonderful. Well, there's so much going on. I don't know whether to start with the food or the music or the speakers. I'll let you decide.
Yeah. So it's going to be a packed schedule. It's, you know, part kind of music festival. Basically, every evening we're kind of going to have a live music or concert component. And then during the day will be a combination of like breakout session workshops where people can choose between, you know, two or three things happening at one time, like a speech or a cooking demo or a fitness class. And then we also have some keynote times when there's only one option going on, and so we'll bring everyone together in our auditorium to hear some of our keynote speakers. We have speakers and workshops on a whole range of topics related to veganism, but we are covering, of course, the ethics and animal rights component, as well as the sustainability and environmental component, and then, of course, the health. And, you know, that's something that was really important to me in putting together an event, was to have something for everyone so that, for example, like maybe people are coming in because they love one of our musicians and they want to eat some good food and they don't know much about veganism yet, or they're plant-based or leaning that way, and then they're going to learn about the ethics and animal rights component. And on the flip side, maybe someone's already a dedicated vegan, but they're struggling. Maybe they've been living off of junk food and they're struggling on the health side of things, and they're going to get to hear some top-notch plant-based nutrition experts that can help them, you know, kind of jumpstart their health and optimize their vegan diet to take it to the next level. Because, you know, for me, this is, of course, this is about fun and community and bringing people together. But at the end of the day, my personal goal and mission in life is to empower people to not just go and stay vegan, but to be healthy, confident, empowered vegans themselves, because that is so important.
Beautiful. Thank you, Serena. It is great to really know how you're going to be having 3 vegan meals a day. Let's hear about that.
Yeah. So we are serving buffet-style meals in the camp dining hall. We have a chef and a team of volunteers that will be coming in and preparing all the food. We're working very closely with them to develop a menu. And this is simple, delicious, healthy, kind of the way I eat on a regular basis. Like, we really want to show people how cheap and easy it is to feed a large group of people delicious vegan food that's also healthy. Sorry, can you hear that noise in the background?
Yes.
Okay, that is my neighbor starting his lawnmower. Okay, I think it's hopefully going to be quieter now.
We're listening to Serena Farb, Thrive Alive Vegan Fest in Kansas. This is Mike Love, Children of the Heart.
Where's all the leaders? You come out of hiding. Where's all the teachers? We need you now. To all the healers, this is a calling. This world is slipping into darkness.
They're all going to be like these buffets where we have lots of different options. So it'll be kind of simple, like baked potato bar, but we'll have, you know, some baked potatoes, some sweet potatoes, and then tofu sour cream and some, you know, seasoned lentils or beans, you know, like baked beans and toppings and some vegan cheeses. And so people will be able to pick and choose which options they want and still very much customize it. Hopefully we're also going to have lots of fresh produce being donated by some local farms as well. So we'll have in-season things and getting as much local, organic as we can.
How about desserts?
We're still working on desserts. We're still finalizing the menu and what we're actually going to be absolutely serving. We also have lots of sponsors. A bunch of different food companies that we've reached out to are donating lots of cool little snacks and treats and stuff that we'll be giving people in their goodie bags as well. So that's exciting. But yeah, we may have some like date balls, and we're going to have probably like oatmeal bar or baked oats, possibly a scramble in the morning for breakfast. And we may have some like chia pudding and some things like that. So very much whole foods made from scratch. Fresh herbs, deliciously seasoned, all of that.
Great. And this venue is just outside of Kansas City?
Yeah, it's about an hour outside of downtown Kansas City.
That's great. And also, it's rain or shine.
It is. The venue, because it's a camp, has a number of indoor as well as outdoor locations, which we intentionally wanted so that we weren't totally weather dependent. So we do have an outdoor stage for our live music and a lot of our classes, but we also have an indoor auditorium, an indoor workshop space, and the dining hall is an indoor space with lots of tables as well. So it is rain or shine, no matter what.
And also that you have the camping activities, such as boating and swimming and all that. Let's hear about some of that.
Yeah, so there's a pool. We'll be having the pool be open for people to swim in, and we'll also have a kind of a daily, like, DJ pool party with some live music right there as well. And then there are two lakes on site that have canoes and kayaks. And so people will be free to kind of do those summer camp activities and just enjoy nature and the water. The weather in September in Kansas is usually pretty nice, and it's pretty perfect camping weather. Still kind of warm during the day, so you can enjoy swimming and boating, and then cool enough at night that it's cozy to sit around a campfire.
Now I'd like to hear about the music.
Yeah, so we have our headlining artist is Mike Love, the reggae artist, who is vegan and actually has written and sang some songs about veganism and peace to all beings, and kind of incorporates some animal liberation themes into them. So we're very excited to have him as our headlining artist. And then we also have Paul Isaac, one of our other headliners, another kind of reggae, folk, blues artist as well, who just sings some beautiful music. All of our musicians, we'll say, are kind of conscious musicians. So the songs we'll be singing, the lyrics, the messaging will all have kind of either vegan related or positive, uplifting, you know, inspiring messages as well.
Beautiful. I know that you have about 30 speakers, so that's fascinating.
Yes.
Well, for this interview, I'd like to hear about a few of them. So I'd like to hear about Gigi Jones.
Yeah, so Gigi is locally based here in Kansas City, and she runs the Midwest Soul Veg Fest that I've been involved with and volunteered with, and she has a little vegan organic cafe and restaurant locally too, and she just does amazing work. But she's going to be speaking and sharing her personal story of actually reversing colon cancer with a raw vegan plant-based diet. And it's just, it's such a inspirational story. And she does such incredible work after going through that experience to share this information with others. And so we're very excited to have her joining us for the festival and sharing her story as one of our keynote speakers.
Great. And now I'd like to hear about Alyssa Sikora. And I think it's also exciting that Alyssa and her husband, Matthew, also have born and raised vegan children like you.
Yes, yes. They're amazing. We're so excited they're coming. And Alyssa's going to be teaching some yoga classes for us, as well as leading like a Raising Vegan Kids panel with some other parents talking about tips and tricks for successfully raising vegan kids. And then she's also going to be giving a talk along with someone else sitting on a panel about why yoga is vegan. That'll be kind of more of the philosophy behind yoga and how that's connected to, you know, veganism and ethics and the importance of merging those two.
Wonderful. And speaking of vegan parents and their vegan children, let's hear about Shannon and Vegan Evan.
Yeah, so Shannon will be coming and be one of the people that is helping to run our Kids Corner and Kids Area with kids-specific activities. And Evan will be speaking about the love behind veganism. And then they'll both be moderating and sitting on this panel that's going to be our plant-powered youth panel. And so we have Evan and a few other vegan kids, including Alyssa's daughter. Luna will be on that panel. So we want to kind of hear from the young vegans about their experience, either growing up vegan or spreading veganism in the world and their views on things. So we're very excited to have this be family friendly and intergenerational and be really highlighting the vegan children's voices.
Wonderful. And staying on this topic of the vegan parents and vegan children, I am so happy to hear that your mom, Joanne, is going to be one of the speakers.
Yes, of course. Very happy about that as well. And she's actually going to be speaking on things a little bit on the opposite end of the spectrum about tips for healthy aging as a vegan. So that's one of the things she'll be speaking about. And she'll be doing a lot of different stuff, of course, at the festival and just helping to support it in general. But she'll be speaking about that as well as raising vegan kids.
Thanks. And I also appreciate your mom's website, joannefarb.com. That's a great website also.
Definitely.
Okay. And now let's hear about Vera Galaxy and her ceremony coming up at the Thrive Alive Vegan Fest in Kansas.
Yes, we're very excited to have Vera involved. And she is a yoga teacher and facilitates and leads cacao ceremonies and sound baths. And so we're very excited to kind of bring some of that element into this as well. And we will be having, it's actually going to be an equinox sound bath and cacao ceremony around a bonfire, because the Sunday night of the festival is right before the fall equinox. So she'll kind of be leading a cacao ceremony and helping people kind of set intentions and then serenading everyone with some crystal singing bowls in a meditative sound bath.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Serena. And I'd like to thank all the listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break and then we'll continue our conversation with Serena. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're joined by Serena Farb in Kansas City. Can you please give us the details of how interested folk can learn more about Thrive Alive Vegan Fest?
Yes, you can go to our website, which is thrivealivefest.com. And you can see, we're actually posting the schedule very shortly. And so the schedule will be on our website, as well as the whole speaker lineup and tickets and the different housing accommodations that are available. If you have any questions about anything, email us through the website too. All the information can be found on thrivealivefest.com. And we also have a Facebook page, Thrive Alive, and an Instagram page at Thrive Alive Fest, where we are sharing all the details as well.
Thank you, Serena, and congratulations on the inaugural Thrive Alive Vegan Fest in Kansas this September.
Thank you. Yes, and it's September 18th to 22nd, in case I forgot to mention that.
Thank you, Serena. And I want to tell you that I have dubbed you, named you, the most brave vegan in the USA. To tell you why. I have to go in chronological order. So I have to start before you were 10 years old. And when I heard the story of how when your mom and dad gave you the choice of whether to continue to be a vegan or not, and they taught you how to read ingredients and all the ethics and everything, and that even when you were with your friends at that young age, and if someone was handing out candy, you would read the ingredients. And if the ingredient included, for example, gelatin, you wouldn't eat it. And a friend would say, oh, you can't? And you would say, oh, I can eat it. I choose not to. And then you would share what gelatin is. And then the dismay of realizing that so many people, children and adults, even when they hear the truth, they just don't care because of, as we know, the whole cultural conditioning and all that. So starting from that, and then you starting a vegan club at your college. And was it Ohio?
Iowa.
Iowa, yes. I remember thinking, wow, right there in the middle of the beast,
yes,
so to speak. And then how you had your van tour with your van with all these vegan messages on it. And I thought, oh my God, this woman is so brave and so committed to love and spreading the message of peace and nonviolence. So that and sustainability. So that was fascinating too. And then when I heard you are organizing and then co-founding this beautiful festival coming up, I thought, oh my gosh, this woman, she's just powerful. So, and again, very brave for all you do. Thank you, Serena.
Aw, thank you so much, Marlene.
And also your website. I have to tell you how much I enjoy your YouTube channel and your website, and that you also are brave in the act of discussing important topics that are not widely talked about in the vegan community. For example, your video of Dear Vegans, Bill Gates is not our friend. You know, just talking about all the things that many of the multi-billionaires are involved in, all sorts of activities that are non-vegan. And yet, unfortunately, the vegan scene is being infiltrated and co-opted into that. It's part of this agenda of totalitarianism, which is the complete opposite. Veganism is freedom, in that, as we know, humans cannot be free until we free the other animals, based on the boomerang effect, as we sow, we reap. And also, too, that you had the panel on lab flesh.
Vegans spill the truth about lab-grown meat.
And I just want to say that I appreciate all that you do on your activities, even prior, and I suppose in conjunction with your festival coming up. So thank you.
Aw, thank you. I'm glad it's appreciated.
Yes, very much appreciated. So again, I would like to end, though, on the festival, so that there's no confusion that what I was just talking about was your full activism and your website. But again, let's just hear a quick recap of Thrive Alive Vegan Fest in Kansas, September 2025.
Yes, September 18th to 22nd. This September, in just 3 weeks, come and eat delicious food, meet new people, and have some incredible fun in nature while listening to live music and hearing the most inspiring speakers for a transformative 5-day experience.
Thank you, Serena, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation, and much thanks to Serena Farb and the participants in Thrive Alive Vegan Fest, the inaugural Thrive Alive Vegan Fest in Kansas. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. Please join us again next week. At the same time, you can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And much thanks to Mike Love for his music. Let's go out with Earthlings. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Put that
something you have to see. It's a little hard to swallow, but the truth will set you free.
Blood is on your...